This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that, too. Thank you so much for being with the show, for being with us, for, I hope, enjoying the show. Because if you're listening and you're not enjoying it, what are you, whacked? I mean, seriously. Either change the station, call in, tell me what I'm doing wrong, write me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And get involved during the show, after the show. I do care. We should get involved during the show. If you're on Facebook, that's another great place to go check things out. And, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can, again, watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left has given me and people like me to make people like you afraid of people like me. That's right, because it's all about fear. It's not real. Look what's going on now. I mean, you've had people now go down. The Border Patrol says that what the Dems are claiming is happening is not happening. Come on, work it through in your head here. And on top of that, you've got Congress people and others that have gone down to the internment camps, as the left has been calling them, which I think is hilarious. Do you really want to talk about internment camps? Some of you guys have been around. You know enough about history. You know, I'm sorry. Who put the majority of the internment camps in place? Democrats. It was really that simple. Think about it. Right? The Japanese, the Italians, the Japanese, the Germans. There were plenty of people that were put in internment. American citizens. People that were here legally. They were born here legally. They came here legally. And we put them in internment camps. And yet, right, I mean, when you think about it, who are the biggest heroes the Dems have? Right? I mean, Roosevelt, my God. And then you got guys like the peanut guy, Jimmy Carter, right? Another one of their prized possessions. One of the biggest racists that ever was president. And if you don't believe me, I'm not going through the stories again. Check it out. Check it out on your own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always get the biggest kick. Again, I get the biggest kick. The reason the Democrats always wanted to rule the interweb is so they can get stuff off there that's embarrassing. That they didn't like. Here's a story from CNN. They hate when I do this, by the way. Here's a story from CNN by Jake Tapper. Now, I'm starting off with this because I want you to see that Democrats have selective recall. And their response is always now, yeah, but who's president now? Why do you always bring up the past? Because the past, you always tell us you should do what Obama did. You should legislate like Obama did, like the Democrat. Well, aren't you going to the past? So what is it? I can't use the past when it embarrasses you, but you can use it when you think it's okay? So this is Secretary Jay Johnson when he was being interviewed about this issue. Let's hear what he had to say.
separated from their families by the U.S. government is still unclear after President Trump's 180 on this policy. Joining me now is someone who had to deal with an immigration crisis himself, former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who held that role for 4 years under President Obama. First of all, just clear something up for me, because we've heard from this administration and from fact checkers that there were family separations that happened under the Obama administration and the Bush administration.
Jake, there was no policy or practice.
Listen carefully, right? No, it didn't happen. He didn't say that. There was no policy. There was no practice. Right? I mean, he's choosing his words very carefully.
At least on my watch, to separate women, parents from their children.
There might be individual cases of
there
it?
Were, I'm sure, individual.
Now, one of the things I learned about having body language people on the show in the past is that when somebody's responding, they won't look you in the face, and they look around, they look all over the place, especially if they look down at their shoes. They are not telling the truth. This guy, for all intents and purposes, I'm telling you, is not telling the truth, because he won't look Tapper in the face. And I'm sorry, but my if you won't look him in the face, what are you hiding? What's the issue? What's the problem?
Individual cases for reasons of health or safety, but we did not have that policy or practice, and it's not something I would have adopted. It's not something I would have permitted.
So your successor, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, enacted this policy along with the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, zero tolerance, meaning anybody crossing the border illegally, whether they're seeking asylum or just seeking entry illegally, gets prosecuted. And as that happens, they all get separated from their children. What was your response when you heard that?
Well, first, the actual policy and the messaging of the policy has been a moving target. But what appears to have been the case up until yesterday was that the Department of Justice had adopted a zero-tolerance policy where migrants would be prosecuted criminally in federal district court, and once the migrant is taken into...
You know, I love this, because this isn't something that was just put in place. This is law. They've been writing Trump to follow the law. Right? You got that pesky little constitution, Mr. Trump. Follow the law. Why isn't he doing what the law... Now he's doing what the law says, and they're upset at him. I mean, this is delusion, or delusions at its finest. And you know what? I love the fact that he's not giving up, and he's still fighting, and he's not backing down. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Let's really get into the craziness when we come back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, I really do like having you around. I am Joe Messina, your host, and again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, there's several ways to do it. One is you can hop up on the website, therealside.com. Got a live chat room going there, a live, I guess it's a chat room. No, it's not a chat room. It's actually a live feed on Facebook. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can pick up the phone, call it 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andy from New Mexico joins us. Andy, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Are you there?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment about the internment camps in during World War I and World War II. Not only were those Democratic presidents, But those Democratic presidents also had people in their administration, as well as them, that wrote glowing reviews about Italian fascism and Nazi German fascism in the late 20s, early 30s. I mean, these Democrats today cannot say that they're fighting fascism and use fascist tactics.
Oh, yeah.
This happened to us. This happened to us back in the 1920s. Woodrow Wilson is the biggest American fascist that has ever existed. And as hateful as these people are, how can you claim to be fighting for democracy by using fascist tactics? We conservatives did ourselves a disfavor when we allowed the left to convince America that fascism is a product of the right. It is not. It is a product of the left. The only reason communists hate the fascists is because they're competing for the same rabble rousers. The Nazis, the Red Bolsheviks, the Maoists, they all sent rabble rousers out to scream you down, to shout you down, to use emotion to make you feel guilty over nothing you did.
Well, Andy, Andy, if you follow the show for any period of time, one of the things that I keep saying is look at what they're doing to the kids in college, on our college campuses, and for years and for decades, they've been dumbing down our kids. They've been dumbing us down in the bigger public school arena so we wouldn't understand what these things mean and how they come about. How easy is it to get these young kids to call us fascists because we won't do what they want us to do, what they're forcing us. They don't understand the basic meaning of the word fascist or what communism truly is all about. We've done this to ourselves. And Andy, to your point earlier, I got to tell you, one of the things I scream about is we as conservatives are cowards. Why are we not teaching in schools? Why are we not teaching in universities and colleges across the country? Why aren't we stepping up and doing that? Do you have a reason?
Well, or not? Have you seen what's going on in colleges? Conservative professors are getting kicked out.
Yep.
You know, they're having black-only days where if you're white, you've got to leave campus.
Yeah, that's
you know, and it's hard. You know, you look at the way children treat adults today. I raised five kids. I've got seven grandkids, and I am embarrassed when I see high school kids, whether they have a good point or not, get involved in a political debate, and they cuss at adults. They have no respect for adults. I guarantee you they're disrespecting the kids in their classroom just as much, if not more.
Yep.
Because
I agree with you.
They don't know any better. But you look at Woodrow Wilson. You said this has been going on for decades. That's the one statement I disagree with you on. Woodrow Wilson was the very first president who was an academic. He came from academia. He taught this trite back in the... You know, back at the turn of the 19th century, this has been going on for over 100 years. That we've allowed this tripe to continue.
Maybe I did go far enough back, but people make it sound like this just started. People think that this stuff has only been going on for a couple of years here. This is why people have to sit back. And by the way, Andy, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate your time. You know, this is why I keep telling you guys, pay attention to what your grandkids are saying. Pay attention to what your nieces and nephews are saying. You dumb these kids down, and they don't know how to fight back. And to Andy's point, you know, the reason they throw out the swear word, the reason they get up in your face and get nasty with you, it's real simple. In my best Boston English, because they ain't got nothing. They got nothing to work with. They've got nothing to come back at. You cannot have an honest, sincere conversation. I still have Democrat friends that I can sit down with. I can have what we jokingly refer to as spirited conversation and still have lunch together and ask how each other's families are going. Okay? But then there's people on the far side, on both sides of the aisle. There are people on the far left, the far right. There's no talking to them. But especially when it comes to the left, you saw what happened at the Red Hen. I'll get into that later on in the show. But I'm trying to stay with the, what's been going on at the border, and what they got you believing, and what they got you believe is happening at the border. These internment camps that we were talking about. nothing like they are today. You didn't get the kind of treatment. You didn't get what you got with what they're getting today. And again, I want to reiterate something that we keep forgetting about those other internment camps. Those were American citizens. In 99.9% of the cases, they were American citizens, people born on this soil that in most cases loved this country, went to school here, was doing the right thing. And what did we tell them? We told them it was because they were doing... We were going to protect them. We were going to keep them safe from other Americans. Just amazing. And they fall for it. Now, I know some of you, remember I played this the other day. You know what? Just deal with me here. We had President Obama. Because I'm seeing more and more, and I have friends that are sending me emails and notices going, Joe, you know, you're not telling the truth. This did not happen under Obama. And we just heard that. Right? We just heard how President Obama said, or people in his cabinet said they weren't doing this. Well, before I play the Obama one, let me play Representative Henny Kuehler, a Democrat, said that Obama wanted the kids separated, he wanted them kept out, and he wanted it kept quiet. Take a listen.
So under the Obama administration, there was, according to the Washington Post reporting, a surging number of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border. In 2014, there were nearly 70,000, according to the Post reporting. And that same year, there was this viral image of children being kept in a...
Yeah, we'll finish that up on the other side of the break. But 2014, President Obama, kids in cages... Where's the outrage? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump holding a rally in West Columbia, South Carolina, as he endorses Republican Governor Henry McMaster.
Right from day one, when I came down here, Henry McMaster. I said, so why are you with me? He said, because I like what you're saying. I agree. We need strong borders. We're talking about it now, and we have.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis heading to China, John Clemens with the story.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China, where the Pentagon tells us he'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back almost. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. You know, I try to deal with the issues of the day, the issues of the minute. Doesn't always work out well for me, but because I get sidetracked easy. You know what I mean? But I love the hypocrisy. And every day I'm hearing it more and more and more and more and more. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, okay, either they're being genuinely dishonest, maybe this is a question for the moment, but either they're being genuinely dishonest, right? Or they really believe this is the way it went down. Or you could say that they were just flat out lying, like everybody else would say, but what do I know? So you heard... on one side of that, how the Obama administration said, no, these things weren't happening, right? And now you're hearing Representative Henry, I'll just play it from the beginning. I think that's the way to do it. So you're hearing him say, no, we did it. Obama wanted it. Shut up a minute. We did it. Obama wanted it, but he didn't want anybody to know about it. This is coming from a Democrat on a Democrat-loving network, CNN. And it didn't seem to bother anybody. Pictures and all. Let's hear it.
Administration, there was, according to the Washington Post reporting, a surging number of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border in 2014. There were nearly 70,000, according to the Post reporting. And that same year, there was this viral image of children being kept in a cage at a detention center. Do you see any parallels here? How different is what we're seeing today from these images?
In many ways, and I think I don't know what image you're using, but I released some of those photos because it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. I don't know what image you're using, but I released some of those photos because it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration.
Did you hear that? It was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. Nobody seemed to care. Wasn't a big deal all of a sudden, right? How does that happen? How is it okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us? That's the delusional stuff I keep telling you about. That's the stuff that makes it makes no sense, and it makes me say they're being intentionally dishonest. I don't have anything else I could throw at that. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
There were large numbers of people coming in. The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet. And
Wait, what am I? There were large numbers of people coming in, and the Obama administration was trying to keep it quiet.
I don't know which image you're using, but I released some photos that I had gone about those young kids that were kept there, and we're still seeing a numbers. And keep in mind, when they talk about putting some of the young kids in those centers, not all of them are being separated. Some of them are coming alone, as Ed said.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 of them. There were 15,000 people. 15,000 of them came to the border. 10,000 of them were without parents. I was thinking about that
a few minutes ago. Some of them were coming on their own. So it's not a matter that every single child that we have in those centers are being separated, because some of them are coming alone. Keep in mind that under the law, you can separate a child if that person, the adult, is not the real parent or the custodian, because sometimes...
So they're separating children whose parents aren't with them for sure. That's 100% of the time. Some adult, some custodian, some something. This is a Democrat saying this. Do you guys get this? It's not a Republican making it up as it goes. It's not Joe Messina making it up as you go. This is a Democrat hanging them.
Sometimes we see situations where they'll bring a child because they know of the policy that we have over here with children, or at least what we used to have. Or if there's a criminal offense, but they're using this no zero tolerance to separate, and that's an area that I think we need to look at.
So, Congressman,
she doesn't sound like she really cares. We have to say, I mean, in all sincerity. Right? If you look at her face, you can see her face like, yeah, okay, right. Can we move on now? Because I'm not getting what I want from you. So let's just move on. All right, so on top of that, now I played this the other night. Sorry, going to play it again. But now we're going to hear, you know, President Obama flat out saying, hey, I don't want you here. And if you make it here, we're going to send you back. That simple. Well, you know what helps? It helps when you take it off a mute. That's when it really helps. Let's see. Try this again.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed.
Now, some of you are going to pass out right now, but you can't not agree with him. He's exactly right about this. There's no protection for these kids on the way up. The Mexican government isn't protecting these children. You don't know who they belong to, how they made it up, whether they've been smuggled up, whether they were grabbed or whatever, and promised a greater life up here. It happens in sex slavery all the time, especially with young girls.
Because they fell off a train, we have no way of tracking that. So that is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back.
Don't send them, and if you do send them, and they make it here, we're sending them home. Now, what I would do is play that clip over and over and over again if I was Donald Trump. I wouldn't stop playing it. And then every time somebody complained about what we did or what we didn't do or how we sent them back or how we didn't send them back or whatever, it wouldn't be a problem for me. I'd say, well, you want me to be more like Obama? You want me to govern more like Obama did? I'm kind of confused. Do you, is you do or is you don't? Right? And then let's stick with Obama. Yeah, let's stick with Obama. So here's another interview that he did on Telemundo, where he said he's not going to halt the deportations. Think about it. He's on Telemundo. And he's now on his own. Take a listen.
Last time we spoke, you said that you weren't king, you were president. There are only certain things you could do unilaterally.
Oh, my God. Really? He's not a king? You never know.
As time goes on, 1,000 deportations on average a day. People are wondering, and our Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds, that's the question everybody asks. Won't you at least consider unilaterally freezing deportations for the parents of deferred action kids?
Yeah. Here's the problem that I have, Jose, and I've said this consistently. My job in the executive branch is supposed to be to carry out the laws that are passed.
There you go. See, ding, 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 ding. You give him a free dinner at McDonald's.
Congress has said, here's the law when it comes to those who are undocumented, and they allocate a whole bunch of money for enforcement. And what I have been able to do is to make a legal argument that I think is absolutely right, which is that given the resources we have, we can't do everything that Congress has asked us to do. What we can do is then carve out the DREAM Act folks, saying young people who have basically grown up here are...
The key here, though, is he can't do this. He's not going to halt the deportation of kids. He's not going to halt the parents and the kids being picked up and sent back where they came from. How come they didn't call in inhumane, nasty, mean, cold, hateful, racist? Right? Wouldn't that be a good term for him, racist, at this point? Because it all served their purpose. Right? The difference between Democrats and Republicans, really, is Democrats are totally sold out to not saying anything bad about other Democrats, especially about the president. They're not going to say a word about what he did or didn't do. And to put the icing on the cake, let's hear what Mrs. Clinton's response was about sending immigration kids home.
No, they can't stay.
They should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because there are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families.
Oh, my. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Listen, 20 years ago, I might have been able to dance to that. Now I would need an ambulance, maybe a couple of young guys holding me up, that kind of thing. Lots of oxygen. Long cord. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, on that interweb thing, or anything like that. I really do appreciate it. And I hope, you know, if you got a topic, a book, you know, I got a lot going on, but I'm going to, you know, it's kind of interesting for us, because the show originates on the West Coast, and the East Coast people that I'd love to get on, sometimes it's too late in the afternoon, you know, maybe the news has passed by, what have you. So it's kind of hard to get them on here live, but I can get them on pre-recorded. It's setting up the pre-record. That's always a challenge. Anyhow, but hoping to get some pretty, you know, we're reaching out to a couple people. I think you'd be surprised on people coming out with books, coming into the holiday season. Yes, I know. You know, it's really funny. You talk about next year's model car in August. And we're already talking, I'm already getting emails from people about the holiday season, and they ain't talking about the 4th of July. Let me tell you what. Okay? And I swear, if I walk into your store like I did last year, remember that picture I put up on Instagram? They had they had all the Halloween stuff on one aisle, all the Christmas stuff on the other aisle. I'm going, my God, first of all, we skipped Thanksgiving, and really? I mean, we're talking end of September, beginning of October. I get the Halloween stuff. I don't get the other stuff. And it doesn't make me buy stuff any faster. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I know. Sorry. 855-732-5563. Talking about the what the Democrats, the noise that they're making and their mind's eye, what they feel is so nasty and so bad and what's going on at the border, but they have forgotten that they did this. No, they didn't cause what's happening today. Let's just be real about it. But they've never pushed back against it. Never. Why? Because their guy was in control. Right? No different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But every one of their majors said the same thing. Right? I mean, Hillary, Obama, and the rest of them, they all said the same thing. That these kids couldn't come here, right? Couldn't be here, if you would. And had to go home. And if you were sending them here illegally, well, shame on you. That's how they felt about it. And it's a true statement. If you look at, I know some of you are going to get mad at me. You're going to tell me how parents will do anything to get their kids here. Yeah, but you know what? Even when, you know, you ever see these things where parents are in a burning apartment building and they throw their kids out the window? Do you think they just throw the kids out the window, hoping they might bounce when they hit the bottom? No. They look down, and there's a fireman there. Right? They look down, and they figure, okay, there's a chance this kid's going to be safe. So, you may be saying that's what they're doing when they're sending them up here. I want you to think about something. I don't... Your city is crime-ridden, war-torn, whatever. You're going to put your 12-year-old daughter in the hands of somebody you don't know? Beg him or ask him to make sure she makes it to America unscathed and hope she gets to stay? And some of those people are being paid $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000 to come up here? Are you telling me that that much money is in big bucks down there? And what happens if the coyote decides, and these are real stories, they happen. What if a coyote decides that, hey, you know what? That's not enough money. I'd get more money for her on the open slave market. Or pimping her out or whatever they do. Think about this. And it does. It happens all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Hillary Clinton... Seriously? So we had Hillary said she was going to send him back. Obama said she was going to send him back. They all said they were going to send him back. But the only nasty guy is Donald J. Trump. He's the only jerk for wanting to do it. Don't you just find that amazing? I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited that the internet never gets rid of these things, that it always comes up, that it's always in their face and they don't know what to do with it. Hey, anyone notice that Donald Trump's approval rating? Well, first of all, it's higher than Congress. So I think it's really... I always think it's rich when Congress says, you know, a Democratic congressman goes, yeah, look at where the approval ratings are. People can't stand them. Yeah, well, they can't stand you guys three times as less. I mean, your approval rating, it fluctuates between 9 and 13%. And that's all of you. And it was down there when the Dems were in control. They don't like you people. Why? Because you don't do anything. Anyhow, you know, take a break from the negativity going on. And Donald Trump's, even with all this stuff going on, his approval rating is jumping. The latest Gallup poll puts Trump's job approval rating at 45%. It's the highest it's been since he took office. And it's up from the 37% at the start of the year. Now, you never know that from the press, because the press keep talking about how many more Americans hate him. He's got a big chunk of decline in the states. His approval rating amongst the black and Hispanic communities is also rising. Right? But here's something out of Frosty Dems. His approval rating is exactly at the same place as Obama's was in Obama's time, same time in office. So what does that say? The difference is that while Trump's approval rating has been climbing, Obama's was dropping at the same time. When Obama took office, he had an approval rating of 67%. Right? By August of that year, it had fallen to 50. Are you following? And later on, a year later, he's down at 43%. So he, like he did with everything else he touched, it was on a steady decline into the toilet. By this point, Obama's presidency, his average approval rating was 47.9% and falling. That's according to Real Clear Politics. And by October 2010, it had dropped to 44%. Trump's average is currently at 43.7, and it's uptrending even with all this crazy stuff going on. Even with him ripping kids, and I'm using their words, not mine, ripping kids away from their parents. Right? And here's the difference. This is where people don't give him enough credit. And I love this stuff. I just think this is hilarious, right? If you think about Obama's press coverage, by the majority of the news outlets, right? Obama's press coverage was 95, 97, 98%, maybe even 99% positive. They never said anything bad about that guy. They loved him. I mean, seriously, he could, if he ripped every kid that came over the border away from their parents, he couldn't do anything wrong still. You look at President Trump, and they say it. Everybody's done it. Harvard's done the studies. 95% of the news out there is negative on Trump. How bad he is. What an idiot he is. How bad he is. How nasty he is. What a hateful, bigoted, homophobe he is. And yet, his numbers keep climbing. His numbers obviously very good among Republicans, very bad among Democrats. And he's got... He enjoys about a 47% approval rating from independents. Right? Think about that. During the, according to the Pew Research Center, they came out with a study last fall that in Obama's first 2 months in office, the positive stories outweighed the negative ones, 2-1 actually. A separate analysis by the Center for Media and Public Affairs found that over the first year in office, almost 70% of the coverage about Obama himself was positive. Right? So, they both... President Trump is under bigger negative odds, negative pressure, constant bombardment. And what happens? He's not shaken. He's still doing well. He's still pushing forward. And he's doing better than any of them. Obama had a positive press. There was anything that guy could do wrong. Nothing he could do wrong. And his numbers were still dropping. So it really didn't matter, did it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to do a smorgasbord of stories in the next hour. You know that whole love Trump's hate thing, right? Could do a little bit on that, too. Because the lefties threat, you know, they threaten. And I want to know what PETA is. So can somebody call PETA on this one? Because apparently there was a burned animal carcass left on a DHS employee's doorstep. You would think that PETA would be all over this. Oh, never. That's too hard. And then the New York Times reveals, I don't know if you guys heard this, a bombshell today over who's responsible for the majority of leaks coming out of the White House. I would call her a prostitute, but we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.